As always, a vital concern is safety. Homeland Security officials say air passengers are safer than they were 2 years ago, but they warn the terrorists still have a high interest in aviation targets. So far, the government's efforts to protect air travelers have received mixed grades from Congress and many outside analysts. During a visit to the government's main aviation training and testing center this week, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge defended his agency's progress. NPR's Pam Fessler has this report.
At this sprawling facility outside Atlantic City, there's a cacophony of sounds that no one ever wants to hear on an airplane. In an old L-1011 passenger jet, two air marshals leap to their feet, guns extended. They quickly disable two make-believe hijackers, and at the same time try to control a cabin full of make-believe but hysterical passengers.
The police officer,
move now, move!
Move! Flight attendant, tell people who we are!
In a nearby building, other air marshals are paired off in what looks like a high school gym. They're practicing how to disarm a hijacker who has a knife.
Hand on top of your head.
Next door, other marshals ask an instructor how to use controls in a cockpit, just in case there's an emergency and the pilot can't fly.
If we're cruising along and all of a sudden we experience an engine fire or something, is that what these buttons are for?
No, you have fire extinguishers. And on the 747 are up in here.
The government is training thousands of federal air marshals. There were just 33 in place on September 11, 2001. The exact number now is classified, but the program's rapid growth has caused some turbulence. This week, the General Accounting Office, the investigative arm of Congress, said that air marshals have complained of work scheduling problems and fatigue, and that training programs were abbreviated in the rush to get marshals in the air. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says growing pains were inevitable, and his agency has addressed most of the complaints.
So the fact that the General Accounting Office found some deficiencies and problems, I think it's going to be newsworthy when the General Accounting Office says everything's going right. And that'll be good for all of us, because we want them to scrutinize the operation. Nobody finds their inspection anything other than constructive.
This week, the Air Marshal Program officially moves to the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, where officials will have the flexibility to train thousands of other law enforcement officers to fill in when needed. It's part of what the government calls its layered approach to aviation security. It includes reinforced cockpit doors, armed pilots, and tighter passenger and baggage screening. But as officials well know, there are still plenty of gaps, as a college student recently made all too clear when he was able to sneak box cutters and other suspicious items onto six passenger jets. Here at the New Jersey Center, the Transportation Security Administration is testing technology it hopes will help close security loopholes. Technology Director Susan Halliwell shows Ridge what she calls a high-tech sniffer. Puffs of air are squirted at Halliwell from every direction as she stands in a large metal passageway. The purpose is to help detect explosive residue, indicating possible contact with the components of a bomb.
Please exit.
I'm clean.
The lab is also trying to improve the way the agency detects trace amounts of explosives on luggage. Halliwell takes what looks like a black plastic back scratcher with a piece of paper attached and runs it along the handle of a suitcase.
This is what we train the screeners to do, and then you take this sample off.
She then pops the piece of paper into a microwave-sized container.
This is a manifold. You put it in. What happens is it's flashing off that residue. I just took off that surface. It's going into the analyzer. This one's hot. This one here is coming up for RDX. That's the primary constituency in C4. So this sample was hotter than a firecracker.
Improving the government's ability to detect explosives is a top priority, says Ridge. But some critics complain his agency is too focused on passenger airline security. They say hijacked cargo planes can be just as lethal. The Department of Homeland Security has made a number of moves in recent weeks to tighten cargo security, but Ridge admits more needs to be done. Even with all the testing and training going on, he says, it's a constant challenge keeping up with an unknown threat. Pam Fessler, NPR News.